This story is read by Major General Mike Riddle Webster, CBE DSA. Brigadier General Charles Edward Stewart, CMG, Commander 154th Infantry Brigade. Charles Edward Stewart was born on the 27th of September 1868 at 50 Boundary Road, Hampstead, London. He was the eldest of four sons born to Charles and Eliza Jane Stewart. His father was a barrister. In 1891, Charles married Catherine Maud Mackenzie. At the time of his marriage, Charles was already a lieutenant in the Black Watch. He served throughout the South African War and rose through the ranks. In 1908, he was promoted to major. At the outbreak of World War I, Charles was serving with the 2nd Battalion of the Black Watch in India. However, the battalion was quickly recalled to Europe, and on arrival in France in 1914, the newly promoted Lieutenant Colonel Stewart took command of the 1st Battalion, the Black Watch. In November 1914, Charles and his battalion were involved in an action at Verbeek Farm near Polygon Wood, 4 miles east of Ypres. This farm was the joint headquarters of the Black Watch and the 1st Battalion, the Queen's Own Cameron Highlanders. On the 11th of November, after a long and heavy bombardment, the Germans broke through the British lines and temporarily occupied the farm. The British headquarters, a wooden shed beside the farmhouse, was bravely defended by the two commanding officers, Charles and Lieutenant Colonel D. McEwen, and Sergeant D. Redpath, a Black Watch signalling sergeant. Charles was wounded in the head, shot by a German, who, in turn, was shot and killed by Sergeant Redpath. Later in the day, three companies of the 1st Battalion, the Northamptonshire Regiment, assisted by a party from the Black Watch and the Camerons, advanced on Nonbosham Wood and regained the line from Verbeek Farm to the southwest corner of Polygon Wood, which later became known as Black Watch Corner on all future maps. British casualties that day were 19 killed, 51 missing presumed killed, and 56 wounded, including Charles. Lieutenant Colonel Charles Stewart was mentioned in dispatches for gallant and distinguished service in the field. Charles was promoted to Brigadier General in December 1915 and appointed to command 154th Infantry Brigade. He was killed in action on the 14th of September 1916. A release stated, General Stewart and his intelligence officer were walking through Hoopland on 14th of September 1916 when a shell burst within a few feet of them, killing them both. It was a case of the cruelest bad luck, as this was the only shell which fell in that vicinity during the day. Charles is buried in Plot 2, Row F, Grave 2, of Cite Bourgeois Military Cemetery, Armentières, France. The intelligence officer who was killed at the same time as Charles, Lieutenant Frederick Neil Edmonston Kitson, is buried in the next grave. Charles was 47 years old. As well as the CMG and being mentioned in dispatches, he received the Queen's Medal with 4 clasps and the King's Medal with 2 clasps. We will remember them.